Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
America, love it or leave it. If you don't have respect in American democracy anymore, if your guy doesn't win, if that's the new rules of engagement for this great republic, then just leave our country.
Damn, that was intense.
Why all the fuss? Why all the fuss? Can't they just mail it to me?
Your hate mailbox is full.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. There are stories out there about me offering my brother advice. Of course I do. I'm family first, job second.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. And we are broadcasting here live today from Toyota of Portsmouth, the House of Value. Give yourselves a hand. Been taking a lot of pictures during the news break at the top of the hour. We're going to get through a lot of stuff here today, and we'll hope if you're just getting off work or just getting out of somewhere where you've been all day, and you're looking for something to do, and you want to get some free food and a free book from the Howie Carr Show, and just see the great Toyota products they've got here at Toyota Portsmouth. Come on down. It's exit 5 off of I-95, right around the rotary there, and just come. It's about three quarters of a mile south. You can't miss it. It's on what amounts to the Auto Mile in Portsmouth, although they don't call it the Auto Mile. 844-500-4242. That is that's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show, and I just wanted to read you a story. This is going to be the all right.
Food's coming. Do you notice?
All right.
His eyes start drifting towards the food.
The 110 grill has just
It looks so good.
Just brought in some
yum
food.
Yum yum.
Can I just say, Howie, really quickly? This is the best, and I know I say this every time, but everyone here is so nice and so awesome. Give yourselves a round of applause. You guys are just making our day.
Thank you.
This has been so fun.
Yeah, as you know, everything is opening up in New England. New Hampshire's been open for a couple of weeks, pretty much. I mean, there's a few dead enders, but they're slowly giving way. And Rhode Island is wide open today. The casinos in Connecticut are back open again. And, everything is falling into place, of course, except for Massachusetts. And we have to wait another week. But I already sense a new development in the COVID saga. And do you know what the new development is?
Oh, I'm scared. No, what?
After abusing, hectoring, lecturing, glaring, staring, yelling at all of us for a year, the Karens are about to declare themselves victims. Because we live in the United States of victimhood, so they're gonna. You could see it this week. Joe Biden was talking about, just because someone wants to wear a mask, you don't treat them badly. And again, it's projection. Who the hell has been treating anyone badly? They've been treating us badly. But so I've got my first story here. Nervous workers struggle. They struggle to adjust to new mask policies. This is from the Associated Press, not to be confused with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, although they do share an office building, or did until the Israeli Air Force bombed it into rubble. Some workers don't trust customers or their coworkers to be truthful about their vaccination status. since most companies are not requiring proof. How about the politicians not being truthful? How about Andrew Cuomo lying about the number of sending people back into the nursing homes who were COVID-19 positive? How about Charlie Parker, basically halving the number of deaths in nursing homes? How about Fauci saying over and over again that you needed zero masks, then you needed one mask, then you needed two masks? But they're only worried about coworkers and trusters and customers. Others fear that they will be judged if they leave their masks on, even though their reasons for doing so are varied. But they all come down to the same thing. They either can't read charts or they're crazy. Just plain crazy. So they have some workers fear that they will be judged, and they are taken aback by the abrupt relaxation of mask policies. Remember 15 days to flatten the curve? That was 15 months ago. But now there's been an abrupt relaxation of the policies. Has left workers at some retail and grocery stores reeling. They're reeling as they try to sort out what the new environment means for their own safety and relationships with their customers. Kroger, the nation's largest grocery chain, became one of the latest to announce that starting yesterday, workers and customers can stop wearing masks in states where mandates are no longer in effect. Can I have some ominous music, Taylor? Some dun dun dun. Keep that music up there. Y'all need it again. Other companies that have adopted similar changes include Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Costco, Home Depot, Trader Joe's, and Target. Some workers have taken to social media to cheer. You know, those damn deplorables. Those credulous boomer rubes. But many others protested. And you know who they are. The ones who follow the science. Some don't trust customers or their coworkers to be truthful. And now we have the Karen of the day, Grace. It's a male Karen.
That's a common theme now. There's a lot of male Karens out there. I don't know what's going on with you guys.
William Stratford, 29, won't be fully vaccinated until next month. But coworkers at the home improvement store where he works have been coming in without a mask even before the CDC put out its latest guidance. He has complained to management, and listen to this, he eats lunch in his car to avoid maskless people.
Oh, geez.
Even before the CDC put out its latest guidance, do you know what, Grace? He gets stares from shoppers and coworkers. I dare say William Stratford, 29, has spent the last 15 months staring at anybody who dared come into his Home Depot or his Lowe's without wearing a mask. It has become a divisive issue in the workplace. Like it just happened. Like this just happened. But again, they have to be the victims. Now that it's gone against them, they have to be the victims. Some workers worry that they have been left to bear the fallout of a confusing jumble of policies.
It's not confusing anymore. You don't have to wear one. That's not confusing. That's good.
But it wasn't confusing when they said you had to wear zero masks, one mask, two masks, multiple masks. If you got a vaccination, everything could go back to normal. But then you still had to wear a mask to protect the unvaccinated, and you might need a booster shot, which Fauci said 2 days ago, but you might not need a booster shot, which he said yesterday. That hasn't been confusing at all.
You know what I have to say, and I never thought I'd say these words. I give credit to David Hogg. Because he at least was honest. He said, I want to keep wearing my mask so people don't think I'm a Republican. Okay, that's acknowledging that we're in crazy land and none of this makes sense. But to pretend that it's because you don't feel comfortable or this and that, just say what it is. You want to do this little silent protest against Donald Trump by wearing right. your mask.
We have customers who literally cuss at us. Said a meat manager at a Safeway in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. That's Safeway. I'm sure business is down at Safeways if there's a Kroger or a Target in the or a Walmart in the area. If I have a choice, I'm going to the place that doesn't require masks. We have people who literally cuss at us. It would be a lot easier if we had one policy because we wouldn't have to deal with customers who were so rude and awful to us. Do you feel the same way about Karen's? It would be a lot easier to go through if you didn't have to deal with people coming up to you and yelling at you and glaring at you and telling you you were risking their lives. But no, that's not a problem.
But Howie, I don't think that, and I said this to you earlier, like if I see people wearing masks, I don't make faces at them. I just keep moving. Like I'm not trying to, you know, make them feel bad. I just don't want to wear one myself. What they choose to do, who cares? Just leave me alone.
You know, I would ask all these people who are concerned about having to take off their masks and all that, and they're worried about us. I would ask them, you guys have all had a snitch line or multiple snitch lines in every state in the union, every city in the union with more than 10,000 people in it, where you can rat us out. Where the hell were our snitch lines? Where could we go to rat these people out? 844-500-4242. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll take some calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you carry proof of vaccination in order to enter a private business without a mask?
No, I wouldn't even carry Honest Howie's vaccination passport.
77% say no, they wouldn't provide such documentation either.
No, it's ridiculous. All right, how's the food, guys? Yeah. Nobody can clap because they're too busy. Their hands are full with the food, the little slider burgers. The food was just delivered here from the 110 Grill. In Portsmouth, it's downtown Portsmouth, and of course there's 110 grills all over the place, and it's really great. And with us now is Alyssa. Thanks for bringing in this great spread. What did you bring us in today, Alyssa?
We brought in a lot of great options. We brought in some different flatbreads, buffalo chicken flatbread, margarita flatbread, our spinach dip, which is really delicious, some burger sliders, some sandwiches, Mediterranean veggie wraps. So lots of great food. You can get all of it at our Portsmouth location right downtown Portsmouth.
That's great. And Robert Walker, the owner of 110 Grill, just called in, and he says that this week, anyone who comes in to the 110 Grill in downtown Portsmouth with a copy of Howie Carr book, which are now available for the donut here at Toyota of Portsmouth, can get a free appetizer. So that's a good deal. There's another reason to come on down, get a book, and you can get a free appetizer all this week. Next week, Alyssa, it's going to be Grace's birthday. So what has the 110 Grill got planned for Grace's birthday a week from today?
So really exciting. We're going to be celebrating Grace's birthday at 110 Grill in Plymouth, right on Commerce Way. So if you want to come to that, definitely make a reservation on 110grill.com. Call us for a reservation. It's going to be a fun and exciting and very busy day. So we're excited to celebrate Grace's birthday.
I've been to that 110 Grill a couple of times, Howie. It's awesome. It's a great location, really fun. The food's delicious. And I can't wait to party with everyone.
And that's Memorial Day weekend too, right?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be big haps happening.
Yeah, right on the way to the Cape. So if anyone's headed down to the Cape for the weekend, just stop in Plymouth.
Everybody take a slide and get on down there. And we'll be doing, just like today, Grace's show from noon to 3, and then my show from 3 to 6. But Grace will be the even the bigger star because it's her birthday, or almost her birthday.
So it's the Friday before my birthday. But as the mailroom manager knows, I'm taking that Monday off. So after, when my show's over, Howie, we can really get crazy because it's going to be a long weekend.
Party hardy.
Party Central.
All right. Well, that's great. And Alyssa, thank you so much for bringing in all the food. And what are the hours at the 110 Grill here in Portsmouth if people want to go, any of the hours everywhere?
So we are open for lunch and dinner every day. We're open at 11:30. We close at 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday evenings, and then we close at 9 o'clock during the week. So visit us for lunch and dinner. We have happy hour here in New Hampshire, too, so a great deal during happy hour.
We don't have happy hours in Massachusetts.
No.
Because we're not happy. Although I have been meeting people who have been moving out. I took pictures with two people just in the last break who have moved out of Massachusetts recently. Now, they seem pretty happy. But it's great. We really appreciate it. They have nachos too.
Really good nachos. Can we talk about that for just a minute? They're the best nachos I've ever had.
So good with barbecue chicken and banana peppers and black beans and corn and everything. So good, layered on a big sheet pan. So everything, there's toppings on every bite.
And again, if you get down here this afternoon to Toyota of Portsmouth, the House of Value, you can get a free copy of a Howie Carr book. Just take the book in to the 110 Grill in downtown Portsmouth, and for this week you will get a free appetizer, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so probably one per table. And you don't have any of these stupid rules that we've got in Massachusetts for another week or so with, I don't know if it's 10 people or 6 people now. I can't remember, and there's
change all the time.
I know it changes. It does change all the time. We just want to change it one more time, back to normal. That's
yes.
All. And so does everybody. 844-500-4242. And I also will say something that we've talked to your boss Bob Robert Parker about. The unemployment bonus is ending in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get a job, you can probably get one at the 110 Grill.
Definitely. All of our locations are hiring. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just in New Hampshire either. Now in Massachusetts, Charlie Parker being the rhino that he is, you now have to at least look for a job.
Yeah.
Oh, that is – oh, how arduous it is to have to look for a job before you get your extra dough. But anyway, thank you, Alyssa. We really, really appreciate everything. And everybody, check it out. Give Alyssa a hand. Give the 110 Grill a hand. It's a great place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We have some people here for the early bird special. They're still coming in. I think they're going to be coming in as they hear more about what's going on. Thank you, Alyssa. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for the food. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This is a good group of seagulls here. These are like the head seagull. That would be me. They wiped out the spread from the 110 Grill in about 5 minutes. But there's more coming.
Right, there'll be a reload.
Right,
there'll be a reload on the way.
All right. 844-500-4242. All kinds of people are stopping by. The Republican state chairman stopped by, and the vice chairman stopped by.
Yep.
They were here to say hello. And remember Scott Brown? He was the U.S. senator from Massachusetts, and he was my state senator in Massachusetts, and he ran for the Senate up here in New Hampshire. He still lives up here. I think he was born here, and he's back from New Zealand. You remember he was the ambassador for Donald Trump in New Zealand, and so Gail Gail came by here just now, and that's his wife. Today is graduation day at New England Law School, so he couldn't. He's the dean now, so he couldn't make it. But Gail came by, and Gail, I really appreciate that. Here, can you give her the phone? The
Thank
phones.
You, Jim.
Gail knows how to use these phones.
Yep.
So. So, Gail, I'll show you. What have you got for me here from you and Senator Brown or Dean Brown?
Or Ambassador or
Ambassador. I guess
whatever.
Ambassador outranks Senator and Dean, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I brought you some New Zealand wine.
NZ,
New Zealand. Yeah,
that's really good. I mean, that's quite a label there. Is that some kind? Is that like the national vineyard?
That's exactly what it is. NZ is sort of they gather grapes from all different vineyards, and they kind of help to support some of the smaller ones, you know, and so I try to support them.
Well, that's good. Well, I really appreciate this. This is nice. Thank you. It's always nice to come up and get some graft somewhere. Appreciate it. And give our best to Scott as well. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by, Gail. I appreciate it. Give a hand to Gail Huff. Scott Brown's wife. Scott should have won that. He should be the senator. Then we wouldn't have to be worrying about stuff like H.R. 1 and abolishing the filibuster.
No.
Okay. All right. Joining us now is Jim, Jim owns the you own Toyota of Portsmouth.
I am the owner of the House of Value Toyota of Portsmouth. I'd like to thank you all for coming. And it's. And we were lucky enough to be the host of the premier roadshow for Grace. And she's one of our lead spokespeople, and she's just been a terrific tool in the draw. We've had a record year, and, you know, I'm sure it has to do with Grace's constant
I'm sure it does.
Constant care.
I'm sure it does. So what have you got to offer people today to come? I mean, other than the food and the books and our wonderful company and the bread from Pienta Dosi, what have you got to offer people today to come out, Jim?
Well, obviously, the House of Value is the most famous dealership on the seacoast, and we're lucky enough to be representing Toyota, who is the number one retail brand for automotive. And even in this crazy market where people, I'm happy to say, are doing the right thing, Howie, they're spending money on cars, you know? They can't go out and drink and do all these other things, so they're doing the right thing. They're not only buying cars, but they're buying the cars they want, and they're willing to, you know, wait to get the right color and the right equipment.
Now, they're talking about you know, they're having these problems with chips, and some of the American dealer manufacturers, they're laying people off because they don't have enough chips.
Yes.
And does Toyota have this problem?
Well, Toyota has a similar problem, but if you remember, not too long ago, they had the tsunami, and everyone was doing this just-in-time inventory and manufacturing process where they had just enough stuff to build cars right down to the day. So because of that tsunami, Toyota learned a valuable lesson that, you know, if all of a sudden you don't have seat frames coming from this little section of Japan or wherever, you know, that tsunami was, even Ford red paint was from Japan, you were in trouble. So they didn't get hit as bad. And luckily for me, we're getting enough cars to keep our customers happy. And the used car market's crazy. If anyone's thinking about getting a new car and you want to trade that car, and we'll even buy the car from you if no obligation to buy one from us.
So, I mean, a lot of these categories are out of control, like lumber is out of control. Real estate in the outlying areas like the Cape is out of control. But same with used cars. I mean, used car prices are what is a used car? One that would have cost like $7,000 a year ago. What does it cost today?
$10,000. It's crazy. It went up. Last year's car went up. So if you bought one last year, there's a pretty good chance you're trading it in this year for just a little bit more than you paid for it.
Really?
So it's
after a year's depreciation on a used car,
you'd
still be doing better. So this is a good time to unload the used. If you want to get into and get a new vehicle, this would be a good time.
And we even have, of course, you know, we have special warranties and all the things that we do at the House of Value that, you know, differentiate us from others. But it's just been a great time. It's been a great year for us, and I I think it'll go on for a while.
And, you know, you also own the Tuck's Trucks.
Yes. Yes, the GMC store in Hudson, Mass. You know, we're...
Where I almost lost my toes.
Yes. We discussed that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard it, but it was...
I did.
Almost doesn't count. So, anyway, well, every much safer atmosphere here at the House of Value. And, you know, the truck market, same thing, red hot. And I know that we have, I think, 14 trucks in transit at Tux, but they're all sold.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think we
have... What's the waiting time for a truck?
With GM, it's a little tough. It's probably 8 weeks. And then, you're going into model changeover.
Weeks?
So it's, yeah, it's...
When's the last time it was an eight-week waiting period for a truck?
It's probably a long time ago. But normally, if we have one to give, we can get what you want. So we're pretty lucky that we've been, our inventory is not hurting us yet.
Now, are people coming in and saying, I just got some free money, or I'm being paid more money than I ever made not to work, so I got some extra dough? Are you running into that?
There's some of that, but, you know, it doesn't hurt that they cannot go out to restaurants, even though it's killing the restaurant business, but they have all this extra money, whether it be health clubs or all these other guys that are getting killed, people spending the money.
Well, I'm hoping in Massachusetts. Well, it's coming back. It's pretty much back in New Hampshire, right? But
yes.
But we hope it's going to come back in Massachusetts. Maine is opening up in a few days.
Yes. And the governor up here, of course, he's going to stop that $300, and he's thinking of doing a bonus if you get a job at a certain level.
No, I know. That's what I told. I told the 110 Grill. You know that. If anybody wants to work for the 110 Grill, just go to the nearest one, and you can get a job.
Absolutely.
You can go. Actually, you know what?
We're hiring.
You could go. You can go anywhere.
Yes.
You can go anywhere, and just knock on the door, and they probably you'll see a help wanted sign on the front door anyway, right?
Yes. Yes. Everyone's looking for good people all the time.
All right, so tell people how to get down here because we're going to be here for another almost another hour and a half, and again we have food, we have bread, we have books here. Guy is checking out Rat Man, one of my books, Rat Man or Plug Uglies. It depends. Rat Man is the scrapbook of organized crime, and Rat Man is about the Plug Uglies is the scrapbook, and Rat Man is about the trial of Whitey Bulger. It's pretty good too. I think you made the right decision. He's going with Rat Man.
They're good. They're all
good. That's good. The nice thing about Rat Man is you can see me on the witness list for Whitey Bulger. It's one of my it's one of my proudest moments. Let Geraldo Rivera have his 10 Emmys. You know, I'll take my being on the witness list for Whitey Bulger, even though it was a way to keep me out of the courtroom. All right. So how do people get down here?
Well, we're at 150 Greenleaf Avenue in Portsmouth, which is Route 1, and we're off the Portsmouth traffic circle, 3/4 mile south, and it's exit 5 off of 95.
Yeah, so all you got to do is get off there, and just get on Route 1 south, off, and you're there.
You can't miss it.
Two or three minutes.
The House of Value.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Jim. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
it. Thank, give Jim a hand here. Give Toyota of Portsmouth a hand. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and I turn to GABI. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with GABI means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. It's not just for car insurance. You can use it for house insurance, renter's insurance, business insurance, anything you got. They can provide you with comparisons. I put my car insurance into GABI. And I'm not very good at computers, obviously, but I managed it. I'd had my insurance for more than 20 years. I'd never checked up on it. The agency had changed hands. I was just really, really overpaying, as I found out in about less than 10 minutes. They gave me six or seven options, Gabby did, and I realized that I could save $600+ on my insurance that I was paying. If I'd have done it years earlier, I could have saved thousands of dollars. And guess what? On average, Gabby customers save even more than I did. They save $961 per year on average, and they will never, ever sell your info. So no annoying spam or robocalls, and no obligations either. Just check it out. Put your policy to the test like I did with mine. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm back. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. Dad, she's opening the door.
Oh, I didn't see her.
We'll move on. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Howie, if Biden can bully us into taking a vaccine, then I can bully these liberals to take off their mask. On the back of my car, I trigger about probably four or five liberals a day, but it says, still wearing your mask outside, question mark, alone in a car, question mark. It never was about the science, now was it? And let me tell you, I get about 15 thumbs up a day, but when I trigger a liberal, nothing makes my day more.
I was just thinking of other bumper stickers you could have. How about follow the science fiction?
Or how about my body, my choice isn't just for aborting yeah. babies?
Right. That's another good one. Yeah. Yeah. How about this? So you make it a little less incendiary. Backed by popular demand, our bodies, our choice. You know? Like the peace sign, backed by popular demand. I just... I don't get it. You know, they always. I was thinking about this today. You know, John Edwards always used to say there are two Americas. You know, that meaning the privileged America and the poor America. I think now, Anthony, there are two Americas: the America that can read charts, and the America that doesn't bother or can't read charts. And those are the people that are still wearing the masks. It's just so crazy. And you see, you gotta check out this picture in the New York Post. Or Grace, can you tweet it? Grace, can you tweet out that New York Post story out of my account?
Of course, I'm on it right now.
Just so people can see it. The picture is hilarious. I mean, it's just so classic. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Tricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tricia.
Hi, Howie. Hi. I'm in Maine, beautiful state of Maine, and with Dictator Mills, and we are dropping the mask mandate, but not for kids. And I'm a teacher, and it's so disgusting that these little kids are going to be forced to wear masks when they're not getting sick, and now the next big push is all these little kids need to be vaccinated, and it's just horrifying.
What is the theory? She has that medical director. They all have these health directors, I guess. And what does that guy say? How does he justify making kids wear masks when there aren't? Let's basically admit there aren't any kids that are dying.
No, I have no idea what the justification is. You know, it's just. But, you know, teachers are a funny bunch, and they're all going to be okay with it, you know. So, I don't know.
Don't you think a lot of your – I know you're a teacher, but don't you think a lot of your fellow teachers have been happy not to basically work for the last year?
Well, not where we are. I mean, we've been in school 4 days a week from the beginning. Our district was really pushing getting kids back, and I was thrilled. And now we're 5 days a week. Eighth grade and down, so we've really pushed to be here, and so and remote, I'll tell you, is horrible. It's a lot of work, and it's just not fun. But we're here, so but I think, you know, like neighboring towns, everybody's different. Nobody has the same, you know, one town will be 2 days on, 3 days off. And then the town right next to him, like us, we're 5 days a week now. And then another town, they were 5 days a week from the beginning, you know. So yeah. It's just there is no science behind any of it, you know.
I know. So. I know. Political science and science fiction. That's the kind of science they've got. And, you know, and again, people have made this point the last few months. As you see these school boards, how much, or the school committees, whatever they call them, where you are, how much power they have. You know, these local elections are important, you know. I mean, I wouldn't want to be on a school committee. I mean, it just give – but somebody's got to do it, somebody who's sane, and that somebody who's going to defend the interests, not just of the unions and the town hall layabouts, but also the more importantly, the needs of the students.
Yeah. And Howie, people always call in and say, well, you guys complain about everything, but what are we supposed to do? And that's the answer. Get involved in your local government or your town committee or your school committee. I mean, those people do have a lot of power. You might not think it, but in these situations, they do. Right. And you can tell when the parents are yelling at them into those microphones that they're fed up. They want new people in there.
Yeah. And, I mean, now you're starting to see, like, that kid in Martin County, Florida, John, the fourth grader. I mean, how often did you used to see little kids come into school committee meetings, school board meetings? I mean, but he was a very sincere, forceful proponent for getting rid of the masks.
Yeah, and he said that it makes me claustrophobic, and I totally get that. I mean, if you're anxious or you start to feel kind of sick, the worst thing is if you can't breathe because you're trying to take in fresh air and deep breaths, and then you have this mask on your face. I totally understood what that guy was trying to say. That boy, I should say.
I can't wait until the mask mandate indoors officially ends next week in Massachusetts. I mean, it's a week from your party is it's a week from today, Grace. This is the going out of business party. Can we burn the masks at the 110 Grill in Plymouth?
I would love that. In lieu of candles, we will be burning masks.
and Grace's party at the 110 Grill is a week from today. A week from today at in Plymouth.
You know what, though, Howie? I don't think we should actually do that, because when you burned your mask in studio and it started to get really hot, you threw it and said, yucky, and threw it down. So I don't know if I trust you with a bunch of...
It was one of those blue ones that they give away, and it's kind of nasty. It doesn't go up like a twig or anything, or a leaf. It just kind of, you know, it's plastic stuff. It's just nasty. Maybe it's not a good idea. But anyway, Grace's birthday party is a week from today, May 28th, and it's noon to 6 at the Plymouth Grill. The 110 Grill in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The 110 Grill in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.